From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has received hundreds of messages urging action as he considers pending student transfers legislation. Correspondence sent to Nixon in the past few weeks show divided support for the bill, with slightly more opponents riding Nixon than backers. Current law requires failing districts to pay tuition for students who choose to switch to better performing schools. That's been costly for some struggling districts. The bill would require students to first transfer to higher performing schools within their districts, which could save money. It also expands charter and virtual school options. Charter schools and parents advocating for more choices pressed Nixon to sign the bill. School administrators and other opponents say it doesn't address financial problems and caters to special interests. Nixon has until mid-July to take action. Boone County authorities are looking to close the case of a man who went missing in 2011 and is presumed dead. Detectives suspect foul play in the disappearance of Charlie Bell, but haven't found definitive evidence to prove that he's dead. Two people were charged in connection with Bell's disappearance. Jennifer Freeman told authorities she and Patrick Curl saw someone else kill Bell at his home near Harrisburg. Freeman says she and Curl helped clean up the scene and Curl helped get rid of Bell's motorcycle. Curl pleaded guilty Monday to tampering with physical evidence in a felony prosecution. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Freeman's next court date hasn't been scheduled yet. It wasn't immediately clear if she has an attorney in the case. Demolition of Shakespeare's Pizza downtown has been postponed, according to Columbia Public Works. Contractor Emery Sapp & Sons was scheduled to begin the process yesterday morning, but demolition will be delayed until Monday. Columbia Public Works Building and Site Development Manager Shane Creech says this delay will allow the Department of Natural Resources to review the plan.
It's something that the city was unaware of, and we'll be looking into what those requirements are, because typically we'd want to make sure that we're aware of state requirements that would come into play when they demolish a commercial building.
The building demolition will result in a full closure of sidewalks on the north side of Elm Street between 8th and 9th Street, as well as closure of the west side of 9th Street between Locust and Elm. At this time, Public Works does not anticipate any street closures. The sidewalks are scheduled to be reopened by Thursday, July 9th. Authorities say more than 50 people were arrested recently as part of a plan to fight a growing heroin problem in St. Charles County. James Schroba, agent in charge of the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration's St. Louis office, said 54 people have been arrested in the 10-month investigation and that most were taken into custody in the past 2 days. He says the investigation targeted some of the area's more violent heroin traffickers. County Prosecutor Tim Lomar says that as of yesterday, 50 of those picked up have been charged, and that 3 were charged with involuntary manslaughter in connection with heroin overdose deaths. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports more than 34,000 dosage units of heroin and 28 weapons were also seized in the operation. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.